I have a picture that I'm going to share with you to set up this episode. This is one of my favorite pictures, Dawn. So this picture was taken on Cannon Beach, and it is me with two of my daughters.
Wow.
We are walking at midnight. This is such a good story.
Beautiful.
So low tide happened to hit at midnight, and my girls were young, and we thought, we're going to go. So we stayed up till midnight. We walked out to the beach, and we walked out to the big haystack rock that's on Cannon Beach, because we thought, if we go at midnight at the lowest tide, we're going to see sea creatures that, like, no scientist has ever seen. We thought for sure we were going to find gold. But the coolest part is that we only had one flashlight, and it is pitch black. And that is one flashlight shining in front of us. And my sister-in-law was behind us, and she took this picture.
Wow.
Because she was amazed at how much light came off of just
one little flashlight.
Mm-hmm. And you can see over here the city, and you can see lights from the city, but we couldn't even see any light at all. Like, her camera picked that up, but it was absolutely pitch black except for this little light in front of us. Now, I show you this picture because we're going to come back to it at the very end of our episode. But this little light and this sweet little moment I had with my daughters has everything to do with what we're going to talk about in scripture today, and specifically something very surprising about how this became a refuge for me. Welcome to Jesus Christ in Scripture, Finding Christ on Every Page. I'm Tammy Uzlak Hall, and this is my friend, Dr. Donald W. Perry. And this is part two of the Come Follow Me lesson covering Numbers chapters 11 through 14, 20 through 24, and chapter 27. Okay, Don.
So I want to remind everyone that the law of Moses, every whit, points to Christ.
Okay.
We're going to look at the cities of refuge. I love this topic. So there are several cities of refuge texts that deal with it. So I've listed them here, and we're going to look at a latter-day city of refuge also.
Okay.
So what's this about? This is the law that says if someone accidentally killed one another, an accidental death, I'm not talking about premeditated murder, he or she could flee for their life to one of the six cities of refuge, or alternatively, they could flee to the temple, the Tabernacle of Moses, Solomon's temple, go into the temple courtyard and grab the horn of the altar and hold on to it until judgment can be made.
Okay.
We're talking about accidental killings. So this is God speaking. I point out for you cities of refuge, that the slayer that killeth any person unawares and unwittingly may flee thither, and they shall be your refuge from the avenger. Now, I want to point out avenger here in the Hebrew is goel, which means redeemer.
Yeah.
And I'd much rather say redeemer of blood. And it's small r, it's a person, it's not Jesus, but it's going to point to Jesus.
To help understand that idea, it's a person in the family who was sort of the kinsman.
Yes.
It was the person who was in charge of taking care of everybody in his family. He would be called a goel. And so that is who we're referring to, small r.
Yes.
That this
yes.
person would then come and redeem for you or help take care of you if yes. you're in trouble.
Excellent. So if the redeemer of blood pursue after him, then they, the city's inhabitants, shall not deliver him, the slayer, up into his hand, and he shall dwell in that city until the death of the high priest, who is anointed with holy oil. So we're going to look at some symbols of Christ. First, let's look at the map. So we have a map here of the six cities of refuge. So this is the Sea of Galilee, the Dead Sea, and the Great Sea, the Mediterranean Sea. Three cities on the right side, and I have the Hebrew for those who want it, three on the left. One example of an accidental killing is Deuteronomy 19, and it's that idea of an axe. You're chopping wood, and the head of the axe flies off and hits someone, and they die.
Mm-hmm.
It's an accident. So say you're doing that right here in this area where I'm pointing, and then you say, oh, okay, the law of Moses says I need to flee to a city of refuge. I tell people, back then, you'd better know your geography. You'd better have gone to high school that day. Otherwise, if you're stopping to ask people, how do you get to Hebron? The Redeemer of blood might catch up with you.
Yeah.
But it's all to maintain peace in the land, and so that you're not careless when you use the axe, and you're not careless here, and you don't let your ox out that might hurt somebody, because life is so valuable. So besides the six cities, you could go into the Tabernacle of Moses or the Solomon's Temple to the altar, and there are four little horns.
Yeah.
And you grab onto the horn. This is an example of the sacrificial altar. These are the four horns.
Yep.
So you go in, grab one of those. We have two biblical cases where men actually did that. And I've listed them here. People can go read this.
Do it.
I don't have time to explain it. I've been asked often, well, did this ever happen? Did people run to the temple? Did they grab the... But the idea of the temple being a place of refuge, mm-hmm. I love that idea.
Me too.
So these are the two cases, and they're very interesting. So let's look at four symbols that point to Christ. One's the Redeemer blood.
Yes.
And people might say, what? Christ won't do that. If it's an accident, is he going to chase after someone and take that life, the killer, even if it's an accident? Remember, he's also a just God, but he's fair, and his judgments are perfect. Mm-hmm. And he's teaching people a lesson here. Life matters.
Yeah.
Refuge. Let's look at Jesus as a refuge, the high priest, and then the horns of the altar.
So we have the Redeemer of blood. This idea is mentioned 6 times in the book of Numbers, chapter 35. May pursue and slay the person who accidentally killed his next of kin, therein cleansing the land of the blood that was shed. The Redeemer of blood foreshadowed Jesus Christ, who is the great Redeemer. Both the Redeemer of blood mentioned in Numbers 35 and the great Redeemer administer justice. God administers perfect justice as the Redeemer of blood when he cleanses the land of its pollutions and defilements. So the person fleeing, the kinsman trying to redeem the death of a family member, is this type of Christ. I think that's powerful.
So I've taught this to my students many times.
Okay.
And the students will say, I can't see Jesus chasing after him. So here's my response. Someone accidentally killed someone with the axe. Jesus is sitting there. He saw what happened. And he says to the accidental killer, go to the city of refuge. Mm-hmm. Obey the law.
I like that.
You go that way. Yeah. That's where the closest one is. When I'm ready, I'll fulfill that law.
He fulfills
the law, mm-hmm. but he has all this love and compassion.
There's wisdom in that.
Yeah.
I like that.
There's love. There's a lot of love.
So much love.
So here's refuge. The city of refuge could be interpreted to symbolize the Lord, who is our refuge from sin and death. God is my refuge. So look at 2 Sam 22. Mm-hmm. That's one of the texts I've translated from the Dead Sea Scrolls. The next one. Oh, Lord, my refuge in the day of affliction. Thou hast been my defense and my refuge in the day of my trouble. Just as a person who accidentally killed another could flee for his life to one of the appointed cities of refuge, that fleeing unto one of the cities he might live, mm-hmm. all of us may flee to the Lord. Now notice the difference.
Right.
Fleeing away to a city refuge, here we're fleeing to the Lord.
But I love this idea where we're connecting Christ in all aspects
yes.
of the story.
Yeah.
So I asked you about the high priest. So teach us what this means. And I don't understand why you have to wait till he dies, all of that.
In the New Testament, we have authors who say Christ is the great high priest.
Right.
So the high priest in the law of Moses pointed to the great high priest, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. In the law of Moses, the person who accidentally slew someone would flee to a city refuge, and they'd have to stay there in the walls. But he'd remain in the city refuge until the death of the high priest in the temple who is anointed to serve in the temple. It points to Jesus. When Jesus died, that freed all of us
okay.
from sin and from death.
Now that makes sense.
Now what about the horns?
It's a symbol of Jesus Christ. Yeah. God is the horn of my salvation.
It's clear.
Yeah, yeah, right there.
And not only is he the horn, this is a metaphor.
Yep.
The horn of my salvation.
Yeah.
So the Apostle Paul summed it up like this. We have fled for refuge to lay hold upon. And then we're expecting him to say the horns.
Right.
And then he switches it for us to lay hold upon the hope. I think that should be capital H.
I agree.
Jesus Christ, the hope. That hope is Jesus Christ. In other words, we have fled to Jesus, who's our refuge, and laid hold upon the altar, that very sacred place of atonement in the temple. So I have one more screen. I found this very interesting artwork from 1929 by Frederick Stewart, and it's called Church Refuge.
Neat.
And she's sitting on the bench. She has lambs, mm-hmm. symbols of our Lord. And then right above her is Jesus on the cross. This idea of flee to refuge. And she's sitting there in a peaceful environment with him, our Lord, protecting her. I wanted to share that.
I think it's a beautiful painting.
So what's the city of refuge in the last days? And it shall be called, we're talking about Zion, the New Jerusalem, the land of peace,
yeah.
a city of refuge, a place of safety for the saints and the Most High God, and it shall be called Zion.
Yep.
And right now it's the stakes and the church.
Places of refuge. I like this one in section 115, verse 6. And that gather together upon the land of Zion and upon her stakes may be for a defense and for a refuge. There it is. From the storm and from the wrath when it is poured out without mixture upon the whole earth.
And section 124 also continues that theme. For it is ordained that in Zion and her stakes. Notice her, Zion is a female in the Old Testament too. And in Jerusalem, those places which I've appointed for refuge.
Wow, very neat. So we come back to this picture. And Don, something that I love that you taught us throughout this whole episode is that Christ is refuge and that he is the perfect example of these cities of refuge, and he's all throughout the story. And I found this quote from Elder Ricardo P. Jimenez of the Quorum of the 70, and he said this in April 2020 General Conference. As I have seen the storms that affect people's lives, I have concluded that no matter what kind of storm is battering us, regardless of whether there is a solution to it or whether there is an end in sight, there is only one refuge, and it is the same for all types of storms. This single refuge provided by our Heavenly Father is our Lord Jesus Christ and his atonement. But as your brother, I hope you can feel that I sincerely want to share with you how valuable it is to know that Jesus Christ and his atonement are the refuge that we all need, regardless of the storms that are battering our lives. And the reason I thought of this picture was because one of my favorite monikers or names for the Savior is light. Mm-hmm. And when we were walking, it was pitch black. All of these clouds started coming in and covering us, and it was raining just a little bit. And when I look at this, I remember feeling so safe with my girls walking right there that I didn't need another city. I just needed the light. And that one little flashlight dispelled all the darkness around us, that we were able to get to the rock. We did not find any riches. We didn't find anything scientists didn't know about. But we experienced that moment together, and then that little tiny flashlight got us safely back to the house that we were staying at. And I just think this is so symbolic for me of this little refuge that we had and how the Savior Jesus Christ is our refuge. We don't need any of the city lights. We just need him. He is the only light. And so that is my testimony of Jesus Christ as our refuge. We can flee to him. And I love how you said you better be aware of your surroundings or of a map. You better know where Jesus is. So
yes,
when the time comes, you can run. Yes. You better hightail it to Jesus Christ, because he is your refuge. So thank you for joining us for this episode. We appreciate being able to study this with you. It is so much fun. Have a great week thinking about your own personal refuge and how you use him in your life. Shalom and goodbye.